Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. And we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm good.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Yeah, my name is Asma Mirza. I am one of the co-founders and the CEO of Faramore.
Okay.
And so Faramore is a dating app, and we use genetics and digital data to help find better connections and increase the efficiency of dating.
Okay.
Genetics?
Yeah, so there's 11 genes that encode for your immune system, okay? The more diverse these genes are from somebody else, the more likely that you will be chemically and biologically attracted to that person. And it's rooted in evolutionary biology because we are constantly subconsciously trying to find somebody that we're attracted to.
Right.
And so this is one way that we do it.
First off, I have to be impressed with the fact that two collisions in a row, we've had two fascinatingly diverse dating apps. This one, okay, so how do you get that information about me, for example?
So we send you a genetic kit,
okay,
and it has a buccal swab in it, so it's a cheek swab, okay, and you just brush your cheeks, not your teeth, and what we do is the cheek cells that we get, we can extract the DNA that is directly linked to your immune system genes. They're called your human leukocyte antigen, but, you know, DNA isn't everything, and that is why we say that we're using DNA and digital data. Because all those social media likes and check-ins and hashtags, I mean, you know, unfortunately, people are using them. So why don't we use them for ourselves to empower ourselves to make more informed decisions? So we're merging the two together on this platform.
Do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay. So I send you the cheek swab.
Yeah.
You extract all of my DNA.
No.
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 So,
okay,
we only look at 11 genes. We don't look at your whole genome.
Okay.
Oh, so just I have
no
11.
Idea, yeah, no idea what your hair color, eye color, genetic predisposition, nothing.
Okay.
All I would know is even your genetics on its own, the 11 genes that we sequence has no value to me unless I compare it to somebody else's to see how attracted you are.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you download the app, to answer your question.
Yes.
You download the app and you immediately start matching on social data to figure out your social attraction, like, are you even going to have a good conversation? Because everybody says that they're super laid back and they love adventure.
Wrong.
And then you meet them and you're like, you don't like adventure.
You just
don't know what adventure is, right? And so this
and
is
you
a
are
way
the most hyper codependent person I've ever met.
Yes, exactly. You should sign up for our app. And so, yeah, we look at your social attraction, and then the added layer is your chemical and biological attraction, because sometimes when you walk into a room, you feel this instant spark with somebody, and so you can actually quantify that, and that's what we're doing.
So you look at all of my digital likes.
Footprint, yeah.
Yeah, every place I've gone on the internet.
On the internet.
Well, just on, like, social media apps.
So whatever you're putting out. So, like, say I check in somewhere on Instagram, right? Or I am posting something like my political views on Facebook. Those are important because we match on a combination of interests when we get along with somebody.
Okay.
And so I imagine if you're dealing with the content of posts and stuff like that, you must have some sort of, like, natural language processing machine learning algorithm behind the scenes that's able to figure out what that means.
Exactly. So the algorithm takes into account your genetic attraction, which is your biological attraction, and then your social attraction, which comes from
the things that you're liking.
Exactly.
If we've been to the same places.
Exactly. You know, sometimes it's not even similarities. People are stuck under this paradigm that if you are going to get along with someone, you need to like the same things. But the science there is really, really complex. It's not different. It's not same things. It's a really complex combination of different things.
And complementary
like diagram.
Exactly.
You don't necessarily both have to like the same type of comedy.
Exactly.
But if you both like comedy.
Yeah.
That, yes.
Exactly. And so, yes, the algorithm is machine learning. As you're liking profiles, it picks up on, you know, you like this type of person, so let's push more of those people out to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, I see...
It's blue.
I see that we have a beta tag. We don't see a whole lot of those, because there's not as many betas as there are alphas. So, where are you in the process of this product?
So we just launched in Houston, Texas, and now we're expanding to additional cities and bringing the platform to people. We're still in our beta phase, so we're getting a lot of user feedback on things that they'd like to see, things that we can improve on, and you know, by the end of this year, we're going to do a full-on launch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty
sweet. Test it out in a couple of cities, because you know, each demographic of every city is different.
Sure.
And you know, as someone who comes from a very diverse founding team, it's important for us to cater to those as well. So for instance, we wanted to go to Atlanta, but as we've noticed and as I've noticed as being a person of color, people of color are less likely to give away their genetic information because we are just like worried, right?
I was going to make a joke. I'm going to keep it to myself. I don't want the government to have it.
No, for real.
Fair enough.
And so
I'm with you on that one.
And so... You know, we want to be very cognizant of when we go to specific cities that we understand their needs and we understand, you know, why are you concerned? What are the concerns? And then this is what we're doing. So we're taking it step by step.
I have a really important question.
Yes.
When you launch, will it be on iPhones only or will there be some Android love too?
So we've already launched and it's on both.
Yes.
Yeah,
you have made him very happy.
No one today has been like Android ready.
For some reason, Collision has this thing about iOS only, and I don't.
My favorite interview of the day.
You know,
for real.
So the cities that you're expanding into.
So that's a great question. The cities that we're expanding to, it's actually going to be a race.
A race?
Yes. So the city that
it's
has
a race. I'm winning.
It is.
I had a feeling I was going to like you.
We're basically once we select the 5 to 7 cities we want to go ahead and launch in, we'll launch first in the city that actually has the most pre-downloads.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. And so you haven't decided what those
cities
are yet?
Well, we know we're going
to
Austin. Okay. For sure we're going to Austin next. And then we're, you know.
What cities are in the running?
I can give you like a big list, but I can't tell you exactly which ones. So New York, LA, Boston, San Francisco, Denver, New Orleans.
Okay.
Those are some of the ones.
All right.
Yeah.
An interesting short list of some of the cities that Collision was looking at moving to next year. That was
awesome.
Interesting.
So let's say I do the thing and I match with somebody.
Yeah.
Can we then send messages back and forth or?
Yeah. So think of it as a traditional dating app where you see everybody, but what you're actually going to see on every profile is a number. And that will give you some sort of agency to make an informed decision. So you could go out on a date technically with somebody that's like 18% compatible to you.
Okay.
Like power to you if you want to go through that relationship, right? And that first date. But you can also see somebody who is 89% compatible with you. And so once both of you like one another, then you match and you can message just, you know, traditional dating apps. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll obviously have, because we are all about data and science, we know the metrics that actually allow people to continue talking and matching and having authentic connections. And so we're going to incorporate that into our platform as well.
Awesome.
Interesting. All right. And so obviously we have to know that you're going to stick around. So the important question of what is your revenue model look like?
What does our revenue model look like? So we have a sequencing fee. We have a premium membership model. And then the really cool thing is that the same 11 genes that we sequence for attraction are the same 11 genes used to fight cancer. And so people who either have a blood cancer like leukemia or lymphoma, they're looking for a stem cell transplant. and you have to normally go to the donor registry. But the problem is that if you are a person of color, your chances of finding somebody in that registry are extremely low. And so your chance at living are extremely low. So we're pulling in young, diverse millennials, and 84% of our users consent to being part of the registry.
Wow.
Which is really cool.
Okay.
And it also helps our revenue model.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So we're fighting heartbreak and fighting cancer. Yes.
I changed it. I'm putting that on a shirt.
Boy, I hope that becomes your service mark. Cause
yeah,
that's
it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I kind of love that tagline.
Yeah.
Where did this come from? Like, how did you guys, your team, go, you know what problem we're going to tackle? Dating, but we're gonna go,
you know,
in this different, very different way
a lot. So my background's in chemistry and molecular biology, and then I have a graduate degree in global health and human rights. So I was very nonprofit, like I'm gonna save the world, you know.
Right.
And then now I'm the CEO of a dating company, so
a little bit of a change,
right? Not very conventional, especially coming from my background. I'm Pakistani.
Okay.
And so I got accepted to an accelerator in the Houston Medical Center. And I saw this woman go up, and she was like, I'm a geneticist. I want to make a gene harmony. And I was like, that sounds super cool. I understand the science behind it, but I just don't know if the genetics is the only thing we can rely on. And I've done a lot of data, you know, like analysis in my graduate degree. And so I was like, what if we data mine social media? And so that's how I became her co-founder. Her name's Brittany. And then we found our third co-founder who built the algorithm. So that's kind of how the idea came to fruition. Originally, Brittany had the idea in college, and it was just kind of sitting in the back pocket. And then, you know, serendipitously, the three of us met. And within a year, it's gone from idea to funding to it's a live app.
Wow. That's an impressive.
I'm impressed.
Like, turnaround.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool. So the premium, I'm still stuck on as a user, what my direct
journey.
Yeah.
Right.
So is there a free membership and a premium membership? And what does the premium membership look like? What do you?
Sure. So you go ahead and download the app.
Sure.
Everybody can use it. It's free. You'll start matching on your social data. Eventually, you'll either have to upgrade to a premium membership or buy the genetic kit.
Okay.
And so in the premium membership, you get certain features, like you can undo a like that you did. You can see the score breakdown. So the score that you see is a combination of your social attraction and your in-person attraction. So you can actually see how much each one of those is.
Gotcha.
And yeah, that's, you know, those are some of the perks of the premium feature.
And gotcha.
Continue using it.
Okay. Interesting. So it's other than the genetic aspect of it, which is obviously a very unique aspect, other than that, it's, you know, business model wise and user experience wise, it's a pretty traditional setup.
It is. But even if you don't get the genetic kit, you're still running on some sort of data. So all the dating apps you have currently don't really use any metrics other than age and location to filter you. And we believe that using data is extremely important. In fact, we tell you what kind of pictures to upload because there's data that backs what types of pictures are going to get the most swipes on.
Uh-huh.
So.
No holding fish.
Hold an animal as you gaze off into the sunset.
Boom.
A live animal.
Yes.
Yeah, a live animal.
Because holding a fish almost guarantees that it either isn't or won't be.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, no shirtless gym selfies.
Yeah, there are certainly certain things that are bizarre.
Absolutely.
And as soon as you see him, you're like, oh, yeah, I hate you already.
Nah.
Whether you do or not. There's
no,
certain
absolutely.
Types of pictures. As soon as you see them, you're like, all right, I already hate you. Moving on.
And there's this, like, inauthenticity in connecting. And so we are trying to bring that authenticity back by using real metrics of science.
Do you guys, because I know most dating apps don't verify or validate the users. Does this one do that?
Yeah, we do. Okay. So we make sure you sign in with your Facebook. And then the second thing is, like, we're running data. And if you you know, it's kind of an investment, because if you are putting your genetics into it, we believe that only people that are invested in finding right. an authentic connection would do that.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So if our viewers want more information about your platform and what you're doing, how can they do that?
They can go to www.faramore.com, and there is a whole bunch of information on that page. And if you are in Houston and Austin, you can go ahead and download the app or get your pre-order Faramore genetic kit.
Very cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you
for coming to see us, and have a great collision.
Thank you.
Yeah.